Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 88 of Confessions of an Actress. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson. It's just me again, you guys. I can't seem to get it together to get interviews scheduled. I've gotten off track, and I will get back on track, I promise. If you guys have been listening to this podcast, you know that I've had a lot of interviews with a lot of people, but not in a while. So I promise I will get back to that. And this confession this week is really, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to start again. This pandemic has really put a wrench in a lot of people's careers and a lot of people's passion and scared a lot of people financially. And I'm starting to really do daily meditation, even if it's just 5 minutes in the shower. I'm really trying to find a place where I can center myself, where I can figure out what I want, where I can focus on my goals, and I can manifest and visualize my life. Because a lot of this past 2 years, almost 3 years, has been derailed for so many people. And I'm now living in a place where, you know, I'm not in the hubbub of a major city anymore. I just visited Vegas, which was interesting to be back in a major city after not being in a major city for so long, and I didn't really like it, you guys. I know that being in a major city is something, for me, connected to performance. It really is. New York, Los Angeles. I'm not enticed by the energy anymore. I don't know why. I'm trying to figure that out. But I'm also trying to figure out what's stopping me in my career. I just had 2 self-tapes for really awesome projects. I'm super glad that I was able to just be thought of, but I'm also trying to just sharpen my skills and figure out the next wave of what's, you know, in store for me. I'm also creating a digital course called, a mini course actually, called How to Become an Actress. And it's not just for actresses, but that's what I'm calling it. So nevertheless, for actors or actresses. And it's really actually just for artists. So you could be a singer, a dancer, an actor. It's a baseline foundation of how to start as a performer in the business. And it's really got me thinking a lot about how I started. And if you've read my book, you know how I started. And everybody's story is different. I'm reading Viola Davis's memoir, which is awesome. And she, my God, had everything against her. And yet she is thriving. I'm trying to figure out why I'm not thriving. I'm trying to figure out why I am shifting so much and I'm not able to kind of crack through to the next level. I know being a mom is a lot of it. You know, I am a mom of 2. I love being a mom. My priorities have shifted so much. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, in my moments of clarity, in my moments of meditation, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, I'm afraid of going back into the place of bankruptcy. And if you've read my book, you know that I start my book talking about the lowest point of my life, which was being separated from my ex-husband and having to file bankruptcy with him. And this was when I was successful in the industry, but I was going full force and taking every risk that I possibly could to get to the next level, which was television stardom. That's what I wanted. I wanted to cross over into TV and film, which I did, you guys. I almost did, but I never got that series regular on a TV show. And if you are in the business and you know how hard it is to get past network tests, to even get a network test is very hard. I network tested for, gosh, every network 12 times over 8 years. That's really what caused me to go into bankruptcy, is that I just, you know, my ex-husband wanted to be in New York and was doing Broadway. We were in a 2-artist household, and I wanted to be flying back and forth to LA and do pilot season. And I was signing huge contracts and guest starring on everything, and I was really, really close to getting a lot of TV shows. And if you know, as an actor, you get a TV show like that, I mean, it financially changes your life, whether or not it goes to air. If you get a pilot, you know, here's an example of one of the deals that I got. I had $50,000 to be on hold, which means I'm not allowed to audition for any other TV shows. Then $50,000 to film the pilot. So right there, that's $100,000. I wasn't in debt for $100,000. So I would have, I mean, that would have changed my life right there. And then for the series, I would have gotten $35,000 an episode. That was my last deal that I signed, you guys. So some of the deal, you know, some of the shows I signed, like for Joey, it was guaranteed 35 an episode and guaranteed 6 episodes on air on NBC. So you can understand how I was throwing myself into these situations that were amazing, and I was following everything my manager and agents told me to do, regardless of whether I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this rental car out in Los Angeles that's going to be $1,000 a month, on top of paying rent in New York, on top of sleeping on my friend's couch, on top of having to go out and maybe get some new outfits for pilot season. I'm going to put it on a credit card and just hope that, you know, a miracle happens and I can pay it off. And I wasn't able to. I never got that final huge job to really release me of all that debt. And on top of that, I had a husband who was also kind of doing the same thing. So I got myself into financial trouble. So I'm saying all of this because I am fearful of jumping back in and taking risks on that level. And I don't recommend it, but I would have done nothing different. And I say that because what if I said no to a network test? Or what if I said no to not going to LA for one pilot season? Or what if I just didn't dive in all the way? I know myself. I would be mad at myself at the what ifs. But I did, and I just didn't get the job. But I'm nervous now at 46 years old, with 2 kids, a 2-artist household, where we don't live in an expensive place now, but we'd like to have, you know, the freedom to be able to go to LA for pilot season, to, you know, when things are now opening up, to really go to New York for a month and try to audition and do some general meetings and get back into the business. But I just, you guys, I really don't think I'm able to do that. So I have to figure out a way around that. And it's fear of, you know, the financial situation I was in, but also it's not all about me anymore. And so I'm trying now to do things that are digital. I wrote my book, and I have some really good news coming up I'm super excited about. And, you know, I'm trying to sell things virtually to then sustain my life financially so then I can be creative. And, you know, this is a juggle that if you are not in the entertainment industry and you are not monetarily successful, if you are just a working actor and a thing like a pandemic happened, you're gonna try to always figure out how to pad your bank account. And some people are better at it than others, and some people are not. And it is not about hard work. It really isn't. I wish it was, because I have no problem with working hard. I just, you know, I'm trying to constantly think of different ways that I can make financially smart choices and also still have my creative side open and free to act and sing and dance and all of those things. Because, you know, guys, in creating this How to Become an Actress mini course, I'm thinking a lot about how, you know, why do you want to become an actress? Why did I want to become an actress? There wasn't even a choice for me, you guys. It just was, the choice was made for me. It's all I've ever thought about doing. And when you're at my age and you're not as successful as you want to be, you don't want to give up that dream. So you have to kind of try to keep reinventing yourself and find a way through and find pockets of that happiness with doing that work. So that's where I am. That's my confession, you guys. It's tough. It really is, because, you know, as I get older in the business, I'm a woman in the business, and I know that things shift. And there is this horrible, you know, societal thing with the entertainment industry. When you get past a certain age, things change. I have had so many people that I have seen that not happen to. So it doesn't mean that when it happens to someone else that you're doing something wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just not working right now as an actor. And these auditions that I did, I feel like I did a good job. But even though, you guys, listen to this, even with all my experience, I have starred on Broadway, I have done 10 guest stars, I have been on soap operas, I've been on every major network, I've been on 9 feature films. I could go on about all my experience as an actress. I still never think I'm done learning. That is another thing that I think people need to understand, is that I'm constantly feeling like I need to improve my skills. And it's hard. It's hard to juggle all of that. I mean, I remember being in New York and working and, you know, really still struggling, even though I was working as an actress, and not really having a lot of money to go to class. I didn't have money, I didn't have time, I didn't have energy doing 8 shows a week, but I really wanted to continue to hone my craft. So that's a clue for you if you want to be an actress. If you have that drive to continue to be better all the time, and you have this insatiable need to really dig deep into a character, then you're in the right place. This is for you. It is not an easy career. As you've heard in just this episode, you can go back to all the episodes that I've done and you can read my book, Confessions of an Actress, From Chorus Girl to Broadway Star. My new book is coming out the end of the year, Sunday Letters from Moscow, about my experience starring in a show in Moscow. It's, you know, I can only come from the place of what I know. And what I know is that this business is hard, but it's also fantastic, amazing, fulfilling, life-altering, and I wouldn't change it for the world, what the choices that I've made in my life. But it still is hard. I want things to be easier. And my husband and I talk about it all the time, because we're a two-artist household, and he has so many dreams and wants, and I have so many dreams and wants, and we constantly think that money will do it. If we just had money. But it's not true. It's not just money. You have to figure out a way through all of this, because everybody thinks money is the answer. Money will free up some things, yes, but money is not the answer to everything. And that mental shift is important as an actor and as a human being, really. And that's, you know, that's where I am right now. And I am trying to just, every day I'm waking up and trying to figure out a little, you know, do little baby steps to get myself closer to where I want to be and enjoying the journey. So I hope you are enjoying the journey, whatever it is you are doing, whatever your goals are. And my goal is for my next episode to be an interview with a colleague to see how they're doing. You know, I'd really like to connect with other colleagues who are doing theater, film, television. How is everything coming back? Because I got to tell you, here in Montana, it feels very different than it does in a major city, having been in Vegas. But I saw Bruno Mars live with his Silk Sonic tour, and it was 6,000 people in a theater inside, and not a single person had a mask on. And it kind of seemed like we were back, but I know that this, you know, I know that it's not all back. I know that we are not fully out of the woods. And it's hard, because live performance is my bread and butter. It's also where I get my energy and my excitement from as a performer and in the audience. So I hope that we are on the way back. I know that Broadway still has a mask mandate. I just hope everybody's being safe and healthy. That's really the goal. That's always been the goal. And I hope that we can get back on the boards and back on the set to just continue to create. And I can't wait for whatever is in store for me next, you guys. I really can't. I'll leave you with one thing. My neighbor here in Montana saw me on television and actually asked me if that was me. I think he saw me on Law and Order. And I said, yeah, it is me. He had no idea I was an actress. I don't talk about it. You know, he's not somebody I know from that world. And it's funny to see someone look at you differently because they've seen you on TV. And he asked me, why was I here? Why am I not still trying to be an actress? And I said, I am. I think people who are not in this business don't realize the journey that actors take. And it's glamorous to see yourself on TV. It's glamorous to get the check. And then you go back to your life. And what your life is makes you a better actor, living your life. So if you're out there and you guys, you know, are trying to make it to be on Law & Order or be on a TV show or in a Broadway show, just always remember that life is too very important, if that makes sense. Life is important as well. That's what I meant to say. Sometimes I'm not a very good communicator. Don't make it 90% business, 10% life. Make it 90% life, 10% the business. It doesn't mean you don't work hard. It doesn't mean you don't pay attention. It doesn't mean you don't memorize your lines. You don't, you know, attack the character with all of the given circumstances. You don't work on your skills. Make sure everything is sharpened. But you don't let those moments of the business dictate your happiness and your life. That's my advice for this week. Have vision for what you want. Be grateful for where you are in this moment right now, breathing deep breaths, standing on 2 feet, hopefully, seeing out of both eyes, hopefully, hearing me out of both ears, and living your life to the fullest. Thank you so much for listening.